The Veteran Next Door. Here's your host, Randall Baxter.
Merry Christmas. You're listening to The Veteran Next Door, and I'm your host, Randy Baxter. Everybody says, I'll be home for Christmas. But have you ever wondered, what if you had to live this Christmas like it was going to be your last Christmas? Or what if you had the fear that it might be your last Christmas? I was reading the other day where somewhere between 1,000 and 1,500 World War II veterans pass away every day. You do a little math and figure out how many days are in a year, that means that somewhere between 365,000 and maybe 500,000 World War II veterans are going to leave us this year, plus their spouses. So today we're going to talk about getting home for Christmas. Getting home for Christmas as an American soldier. We're going to start with George Washington. I was at a friend's house the other night, and I saw this real famous picture of George Washington in the woods in the dark with his horse standing behind him, and he was on his knees praying. And I never tied the two things together, but I realize now that he was probably in the woods thinking about crossing the Delaware River. And maybe going into Trenton. And that all the soldiers were believing, hey, I'm not going to be home for Christmas, but I'm going to be home New Year's Day because my enlistment is over and I can get out of this ragtag army. They haven't paid me in months. And George Washington knew he needed them. And then there's the War of 1812. And on Christmas Day, Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, the Treaty of Ghent was signed to end the War of 1812. And if somebody could have just picked up the phone and called Andy Jackson, there would not have had to been a Battle of New Orleans. And more people would have been home for Christmas than actually arrived. And even during the Civil War, those Rebs, they thought they were going to whoop them Yankees and get it done pretty quick. They were going to be home by Christmas too. But by Christmas in 1861, there had already been 5,000 casualties, 5,000 homes across the country with wounded or killed sons and daughters from Manassas and Wilson's Creek in Missouri. In World War I, Iowa sent several thousand of their young men to go be part of the Rainbow Division. They spent two Christmases in Europe, and about half of them got to come home. In World War II, we know that story. I started the show with what's going on with what's left of the World War II veterans. And in Korea, Fox Company, as cold as they were right before Christmas, we'll talk here in a little while about the things that those soldiers had to suffer during the Christmas holiday in 1950. And how about our friend, Mr. Robinson, who spent 7 Christmases in a little jail cell knowing that one day he'd be home for Christmas, maybe. And then we get to Iraq. And in Iraq, the president's bringing all the soldiers home. I don't know enough about what's going on there militarily. It was a political promise to bring them home by Christmas. I guess time will tell what's going to happen after that. But that's another story. And now we have the soldiers in Afghanistan. It's cold. It may be arid or snowy. And they're up there guarding the border, looking for terrorists. And we'll talk about what they're thinking here in a little bit, too. You're listening to The Veteran Next Door. It's Christmas time, and we'll be right back.
The Veteran Next Door will return in a moment.
Stories told and retold from the battlefronts of America's wars by the veterans themselves. The Veteran Next Door. You love the show. Now, get the book. World War II, Volume 1, 1939 to 1946. Read about how our veterans attempted to free children trapped by fascist countries. Learn about the supermen we sent to liberate the world from the crimes of World War II. Stories of Pacific land battles on the land and the sea, battles in Europe, land in the air, survival in the ocean, when a ship sinks and one breaks in half. Soldiers who deserve the Medal of Honor. And read the story of the Battle of Athens, Tennessee, when many soldiers came home and had to deal with a corrupt county government and prove the need for our Second Amendment. Stories told and retold from the battlefronts of America's wars. Be sure to get your copy at Amazon.com. The Veteran Next Door, Stories from World War II, Volume 1, 1939 through 1946. Don't miss one word of The Veteran Next Door.
You know, if you already have the book, I hope you're enjoying it. But a lot of people ask me, do they have to order through Amazon.com? Answer is no. You can get it direct from me and have it autographed. All you have to do is call 865-525-2323. Or you can go to my website at www.theveterannextdoor.com. And those are all little letters, no spaces, theveterannextdoor.com. Makes a great gift for birthdays, anniversaries. You know, I get emails from people that said they've bought and read the book and they've learned more about their parents by reading the experience of other people during World War II. I think you'd enjoy it too. So give us a call, 865-525-2323, or order the book online at theveterannextdoor.com.
If you'd like a copy of today's show, contact Randall Baxter at randallbaxter.com or call 865-525-2323. Or you can pick them up at the Veteran Next Door store at 4812 Asheville Highway. Copies can be purchased as individual shows, multiple copies of the same show, or as a series. What better way to share time with the kids than by listening to the experiences of people who actually lived through historic events, like the Battle of the Bulge, World War I, Knoxville during the Civil War, Vietnam, as told by soldiers who were there, the Cuban Missile Crisis, Afghanistan, and Islam in the 20th century. Each show is hosted by the Veteran Next Door host, Randy Baxter, describing the history-making events and introducing you to people who experienced the event firsthand. Purchase the shows one at a time or in sets by topic or mix and match to suit your learning needs. For a list of available shows, call 865-525-2323 or contact Randall Baxter at randallbaxter.com.
Are you a licensed life insurance agent anywhere in the United States? Are you a Medicare specialist, final expense agent, captive agent, or independent broker? I have a software package that you're going to want. It's by EstateDocs Pro, and it allows you to establish a revocable living trust for your clients, and you become their go-to person for estate planning and financial planning. You can get a free 30-day trial of this software with training, and all you have to do is ask. You can call me at 865-525-2323, or you can email me at randallbaxter@randallbaxter.com or www.estatepositioningservices.com. Get your 30-day trial. Get your training on how to set this up and watch your income go up. Remember, there's absolutely no cost to you as the agent to learn this software program. No commitment, no obligation. But once you see how it works, you're going to be glad you made the call. Call 865-525-2323 or get in touch with Randall Baxter at randallbaxter.com.
Now back to the Veteran Next Door.
Soldiers in the Continental Army in 1776 were thinking they'd like to be home for Christmas. But when they read their military contract, they couldn't leave until December 31. And they knew that they had to get home and get the fields ready to plow and see their family. Besides, they were working for a company that wouldn't pay them very regularly. Congress hadn't approved any of their paychecks in a long time. And George Washington had to have a victory in order to have a motivated army and a Congress that might consider paying these guys sooner or later. So he went to a friend of his, Thomas Paine, and asked Thomas Paine to write something to be read to his troops on Christmas Eve.
These are the times that try men's souls. The summer soldier and the sunshine patriot will, in this crisis, shrink from the service of their country. But he that stands it now deserves the love and thanks of man and woman. Tyranny like hell is not easily conquered, yet we have this consolation with us, that the harder the conflict, the more glorious the triumph. What we obtain too cheap, we esteem too lightly. 'Tis dearness only that gives everything its value. Heaven knows how to put a proper price upon its goods, and it would be strange indeed if so celestial an article as freedom should not be highly rated. In December of 1776, General Washington asked me to write something inspiring for the troops, and he had this document, my first crisis paper, read to the troops before they crossed the Delaware to attack the Hessians in Trenton.
Here we are at the Delaware River to cross, to go down the way to Trenton, which is 7 miles downriver. We are attacking on Christmas Day. We should be there early on the 26th, the morning thereafter. Hopefully the Hessians will have taken the word that we are incapable of assaulting them, and they will have had a big party today, and they will be unable to fight tomorrow morning because we don't have arms or ammunition. The Congress hasn't bothered to pay our men in months. They've scarcely been fed. Many of them have no weapons. Most of them have no ammunition. And some of them have no shoes. And they're going to have to march in the snow if it snows tonight. And yet, how am I supposed to... We've even heard that the British are offering a bounty to each Hessian who cuts off the head of an American soldier. How am I supposed to ask these men, these boys, to board these boats? Well, I don't know if you heard Thomas Paine on the 23rd of December wrote An American Crisis, and it says, "These are the times that try men's souls. The summer soldier and the sunshine patriot will, in this crisis, shrink from service to our country. But he who here and now stands with me deserves the love and thanks of man and woman from all across America. And these men will stand with me, and will board these boats, and will cross the river to victory first at Trenton. And a few days later, we will get another victory in Princeton, and the American cause will survive, and the cause of liberty will be revived for America and the entire world."
If you were with us earlier in the show, I told you a story about a painting I saw in a friend's house the other day with the wise George Washington in the woods in the dark with his white horse behind him, and Mr. Washington was on his knees praying. This next segment you're about to hear, at the end, I want you to ask yourself whether or not his prayers were answered.
Traveling with the weary, exhausted soldiers is Tom Paine, the brilliant British writer whose pamphlet, Common Sense, had convinced many Americans to embrace independence. On a drumhead, he writes one of the most quoted essays in the English language. It is called The American Crisis. Washington immediately orders all of his officers to read it to their troops. He hopes its words will inspire them to hold on for just a little longer.
"These are the times that try men's soul. The summer soldier and the sunshine patriot will in this crisis shrink from the service of their country.
But they that stand it now deserve the love and thanks of men and women.
Tyranny, like hell, is not easily conquered. But the harder the conflict, the more glorious the triumph.
Heaven knows how to put a proper price on its goods. It would be strange indeed if so celestial an article as freedom should not be highly rated.
I fear not. I see no cause of fear. In the end, we will be the victors. For though the flame of liberty may sometimes cease to shine, the ember will never expire."
It is just before Christmas. The soldiers' terms of enlistment will be up on December 31st. In 1 week, Washington will be a general without an army. Across the Delaware River from the Americans, in the small town of Trenton, New Jersey, the Hessian colonel, Johann Rahl, and his brigade prepared to celebrate the holidays. Rahl is in high spirits. He gives little thought to the American forces camped just across the river.
"We don't need trenches or fortifications. The rebel soldiers, those country clowns, they're almost naked. Dying of cold. Have no provisions, no blankets. Let them come. We shall welcome them with our bayonets.
Washington decides to risk all his troops in a surprise offensive. Horses and cannon and the remains of his army will cross the half-frozen Delaware River in the middle of the night and launch an attack on the Hessian camp at Trenton. It's his last roll of the dice. All or nothing.
The key is absolute secrecy. We do not really have enough men for the task, but we have no choice. Coordinate with Griffin and attack on as many of their posts as possible. The more confusion we can spread, the better.
December the 23rd, new orders. We are moving out with 3 days' rations. General Washington has just given the password for this operation. Victory or death.
The plan is to move 2,500 men and 18 field guns across the river. Seems impossible. It's cold and stormy. Ice is floating in the river. The troops march to the boats in the most profound silence.
Christmas, 3 a.m. All the troops have crossed the river and the boats have gone back for the artillery. I've never seen Washington so determined. He stands on the bank of the river, wrapped in his cloak, overseeing the landing of his troops. Calm and collected.
We begin our march to Trenton. The horses pulling the cannon slip and slide. They're without shoes. So are the soldiers. The road to Trenton is literally marked with the blood of the soldiers' feet.
A great commotion near the meeting house. A Hessian running out from the house, yelling in German. 3 or 4 others come out with their guns. Bullets whistle over our heads.
The surprise is complete. Rawl and his regiment are drunk and asleep. By the time they realize what is happening, the trap has sprung.
The hurry, fright, and confusion of the enemy is a scene out of the Final Judgment. They try to form lines in the streets, but our howitzers are already in place. They run behind the houses to hide, but we go after them with muskets. Commander Rawl tumbles from his horse. His soldiers throw down their guns. We take 1,200 prisoners.
Colonel Rawl, who was, he was a great fighter, but he was also a great drinker and a great bragger. It's interesting that Christmas night, he was at a party, and a man came to the door to see him. He said, "It's very urgent, I've got to see him, let him know." And Rawl wouldn't bother seeing him. So finally the man wrote a note, and they gave it to Rawl, and they found it in his pocket after he died 2 days later. And it said, "The Americans are coming to attack you tomorrow morning." He never bothered to read it.
What do you think? Was Washington's prayer answered or not? But as time went on, there were other Christmases, other wars. It wasn't long until we got into another war called the War of 1812. And in 1814, in Ghent, Belgium, the 23rd, 24th, 25th of December, a treaty was signed to end that war. There were no telephones, no telegraphs, no way to let the soldiers in the States know that the war was over. And on December 23rd, British soldiers landed on the banks of the Mississippi River. During the afternoon of December 23rd, after he had learned of the position of the British encampment, Andrew Jackson reportedly said, "By the eternal, they shall not
Stories
sleep."
Told and retold from the battlefronts of America's wars by the veterans themselves. The Veteran Next Door.
War is over.
You love the show. Yeah. Now, get the book. World War II, Volume 1, 1939 to 1946. Read about how our veterans attempted to free children trapped by fascist countries. Learn about the supermen we sent to liberate the world from the crimes of World War II. Stories of Pacific land battles on the land and the sea, battles in Europe, land in the air, survival in the ocean, when a ship sinks and one breaks in half. Soldiers who deserve the Medal of Honor. And read the story of the Battle of Athens, Tennessee, when many soldiers came home and had to deal with a corrupt county government and prove the need for our Second Amendment. Stories told and retold from the battlefronts of America's wars. Be sure to get your copy at Amazon.com. The Veteran Next Door, Stories from World War II, Volume 1, 1939 through 1946. Don't miss one word of The Veteran Next Door.
You know, if you already have the book, I hope you're enjoying it. But a lot of people ask me, do they have to order through Amazon.com? Answer is no. You can get it direct from me and have it autographed. All you have to do is call 865-525-2323. Or you can go to my website at www.theveterannextdoor.com. Those are all little letters, no spaces, theveterannextdoor.com. Makes a great gift for birthdays, anniversaries. I get emails from people that said they've bought and read the book and they've learned more about their parents by reading the experience of other people during World War II. I think you'd enjoy it too. So give us a call, 865-525-2323, or order the book online at theveterannextdoor.com.
If you'd like a copy of today's show, contact Randall Baxter at randallbaxter.com or call 865-525-2323. Or you can pick them up at the Veteran Next Door store at 4812 Asheville Highway. Copies can be purchased as individual shows, multiple copies of the same show, or as a series. What better way to share time with the kids than by listening to the experiences of people who actually lived through historic events, like the Battle of the Bulge, World War I, Knoxville during the Civil War, Vietnam, as told by soldiers who were there, the Cuban Missile Crisis, Afghanistan, and Islam in the 20th century. Each show is hosted by the Veteran Next Door host, Randy Baxter, describing the history-making events and introducing you to people who experienced the event firsthand. Purchase the shows one at a time or in sets by topic or mix and match to suit your learning need. For a list of available shows, call 865-525-2323 or contact Randall Baxter at randallbaxter.com.
Are you a licensed life insurance agent anywhere in the United States? Are you a Medicare specialist, final expense agent, captive agent, or independent broker? I have a software package that you're going to want. It's by Estate Docs Pro, and it allows you to establish a revocable living trust for your clients, and you become their go-to person for estate planning and financial planning. You can get a free 30-day trial of this software with training, and all you have to do is ask. You can call me at 865-525-2323, or you can email me at randallbaxter@randallbaxter.com or www.estatepositioningservices.com. Get your 30-day trial, get your training on how to set this up, and watch your income go up. Remember, there's absolutely no cost to you as an agent to learn this software program. No commitment, no obligation. But once you see how it works, you're going to be glad you made the call. Call 865-525-2323 or get in touch with Randall Baxter at randallbaxter.com.
Now back to The Veteran Next Door.
Welcome back to The Veteran Next Door. I'm your host, Randy Baxter. And right now, we're going to 1861, December. December 23rd. A Navy ship represented the United States of America had boarded a British ship in the Caribbean and taken two Confederate officers off that ship. They were actually Confederate diplomats, and put them in prison inside the United States. And on Christmas Day, Abraham Lincoln was negotiating with the British ambassadors to avoid the possibility of an international war instead of just a local civil war. There had already been 5,000 casualties at Manassas and Wilson's Creek in Missouri. Charleston was feeling the pinch of a blockade, but they really didn't feel it in Augusta, just 100 miles or so away. Augusta still had stores open for business for Christmas, selling the finest wares and the finest clothes. The Lincolns, in 1861, spent their last Christmas together as a family. Their son, Tad, later died of typhoid. There was a congressman who had gone to Manassas to watch the fight, Congressman Ely. And he got captured hiding behind a tree when the Confederate troops routed the Union soldiers. And on that Christmas, 1861, as a goodwill gesture, Congressman Ely was released from a Confederate prison. He probably wasn't interested in going to watch any more battles. Robert E. Lee had lost his beloved Arlington farm and was in South Carolina. James Longstreet spent Christmas with his wife and three sick children. All three died within the next month of scarlet fever. Popular songs at the time were songs we sing today. Deck the Halls, O Come, All Ye Faithful. Hark, the Herald Angels Sing. We Three Kings of Orient Are. And one that surprised me was Up on the Housetop. But there were a couple of songs that were written because of the Civil War. And the first one I want to introduce to you was written by Henry Wadsworth Longfellow. He had had a sad life during his experience in the Civil War. His wife had set her dress on fire, making little Christmas ornaments. The candle may have set her dress on fire. They're not sure exactly what happened. But he had lost his wife. And his son had been seriously injured in a battle. If you look at Henry Wadsworth Longfellow real hard, all the pictures you've ever seen of him, he had a big, bushy beard. If you could shave that beard off and look at him, you would see the scars from the fire that killed his wife, that burned his face when he tried to put her out. He wrote a poem called Christmas Bells. And inside that poem, he talked about war. And you're going to hear a version of it by Burl Ives here in a minute. But Burl Ives, it was a seven-verse poem. And he left out the third, fourth, and fifth verse. And if you hear the words of these verses, you'll understand the way Henry Wadsworth Longfellow felt. In verse 3, it said, "Till ringing, singing on its way, the world revolved from night to day. A voice, a chime, a chant sublime of peace on earth, goodwill to men. Then from each black, accursed mouth, the cannon thundered in the south, and with the sound, the carols drowned of peace on earth, goodwill to men. It was as if an earthquake rent the hearthstones of a continent and made forlorn the households born of peace on earth, goodwill to men.
I heard the bells on Christmas Day, their old familiar carols play, and wild and sweet the words repeat of peace on earth, goodwill to men. I thought, as now this day had come, the belfries of all Christendom had rung so long the unbroken song of peace on earth, goodwill to men.
Peace on earth,
and in despair I bowed my head. There is no peace on earth, I said, for hate is strong and mocks the song of peace on earth, goodwill to men.
Mr. Longfellow was a staunch abolitionist and very pro-union. And then there was another heartbroken soldier who had just experienced the Battle of Gettysburg. And when his time in the Army was over, he had post-traumatic stress disorder, but they didn't know what it was. And his heart was troubled, his mind always went back to the battle, and he was out looking for peace, and so he decided to travel the world. And he finally went to the Middle East in Jerusalem, and he wrote this very famous song to settle his mind and his heart, and I'm sure you'll know it.
Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie. Above thy deep and dreamless sleep, the silent stars go by. Yet in thy dark street shineth the everlasting light. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. Christ is born of Mary and gathered all above. While mortals sleep, the angels keep their watch of wonder. morning, love. O morning stars together, proclaim the holy birth, and praises sing to God our King, and peace to men on earth.
In 1870, Ulysses S. Grant proclaimed December 25th as a national holiday in an attempt to unify the North and the South. You're listening to The Veteran Next Door. I'm your host, Randy Baxter, and we'll be right back.
The Veteran Next Door will return in a moment.
Stories told and retold from the battlefronts of America's wars by the veterans themselves. The Veteran Next Door. You love the show. Now, get the book. World War II, Volume 1, 1939 to 1946. Read about how our veterans attempted to free children trapped by fascist countries. Learn about the supermen we sent to liberate the world from the crimes of World War II. Stories of Pacific land battles on the land and the sea, battles in Europe, land in the air, survival in the ocean, when a ship sinks and one breaks in half. Soldiers who deserve the Medal of Honor. And read the story of the Battle of Athens, Tennessee, when many soldiers came home and had to deal with a corrupt county government and prove the need for our Second Amendment. Stories told and retold from the battlefronts of America's wars. Be sure to get your copy at Amazon.com. The Veteran Next Door, Stories from World War II, Volume 1, 1939 through 1946. Don't miss one word of The Veteran Next Door.
You know, if you already have the book, I hope you're enjoying it. But a lot of people ask me, do they have to order through Amazon.com? Answer is no. You can get it direct from me and have it autographed. All you have to do is call 865-525-2323. Or you can go to my website at www.theveterannextdoor.com. And those are all little letters, no spaces, theveterannextdoor.com. Makes a great gift for birthdays, anniversaries. You know, I get emails from people that said they've bought and read the book and they've learned more about their parents by reading the experience of other people during World War II. I think you'd enjoy it too. So give us a call, 865-525-2323, or order the book online at theveterannextdoor.com.
If you'd like a copy of today's show, contact Randall Baxter at randallbaxter.com or call 865-525-2323. Or you can pick them up at the Veteran Next Door store at 4812 Asheville Highway. Copies can be purchased as individual shows, multiple copies of the same show, or as a series. What better way to share time with the kids than by listening to the experiences of people who actually lived through historic events, like the Battle of the Bulge, World War I, Knoxville during the Civil War, Vietnam, as told by soldiers who were there, the Cuban Missile Crisis, Afghanistan, and Islam in the 20th century. Each show is hosted by the Veteran Next Door host, Randy Baxter, describing the history-making events and introducing you to people who experienced the event firsthand. Purchase the shows one at a time or in sets by topic or mix and match to suit your learning needs. For a list of available shows, call 865-525-2323 or contact Randall Baxter at randallbaxter.com.
Are you a licensed life insurance agent anywhere in the United States? Are you a Medicare specialist, final expense agent, captive agent, or independent broker? I have a software package that you're going to want. It's by Estate Docs Pro, and it allows you to establish a revocable living trust for your clients, and you become their go-to person for estate planning and financial planning. You can get a free 30-day trial of this software with training, and all you have to do is ask. You can call me at 865-525-2323, or you can email me at randallbaxter@randallbaxter.com or www.estatepositioningservices.com. Get your 30-day trial. Get your training on how to set this up and watch your income go up. Remember,
There's absolutely no cost to you as the agent to learn this software program. No commitment, no obligation. But once you see how it works, you're going to be glad you made the call. Call 865-525-2323 or get in touch with Randall Baxter at randallbaxter.com.
Now back to the Veteran Next Door.
Our next really big war was World War I, and a regiment from Iowa had been selected to be part of the Rainbow Division to go represent the United States in Europe. And when they got there, they were in a little town in France, and the 2,500 soldiers from Iowa saw all the poverty and all the need, and they decided to have a Christmas party in a little church, and 400 children attended, and the Iowa soldiers shared their candy and their food, and they made their Christmas trees and brought the American Christmas to France. A couple weeks later, they were put on the front in the ditches against the German army. And they stayed there against the German army all the way up to Armistice Day, 11 months. And then they stayed in Germany through almost all of 1919. And when they came home, the 2,500 soldiers who went together, about 12 or 1,300 of them came home.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops listen and children listen, hear sleigh bells in the snow.
That was a big hit during World War II, and it was meant mostly to reach the soldiers who were from Michigan and Ohio and Washington and Idaho and Montana and in the Dakotas, up in New England, who are used to snow at Christmas time, who may have been on tropical or desert islands in the South Pacific. And that song was a big hit for these soldiers who wanted just to go home where there was peace and quiet and loved ones and a little bit of snow. But in 1943, Bing Crosby also recorded another song, and one that you've been listening to just in an instrumental. But now you need to hear the way Bing did, "I'll Be Home for Christmas."
I'll be home for Christmas, you can plan on me. Please have snow and mistletoe and presents on the tree. Christmas Eve will find me where the love light gleams. I'll be home for Christmas, if only.
American soldier in World War II, a lot of times when they went off to war, they weren't on a rotation system. When they went off to war, they were gone until the war was over. So a lot of the soldiers that went in 1942 were still there in 1944 and 1945. They were traipsing across Europe or island hopping in the Pacific, and they hadn't been home in a long time. So even being home in their dreams was getting to be very special for them. But as the war came to an end, there was a movie being formed or being filmed. It was called Meet Me in St. Louis. And inside that movie, it was talking about a family that had been separated and had to move to the coast because of wartime. But they knew that they loved each other and that maybe when it was time at Christmas time, they would all go back to St. Louis. But during the war, all the soldiers were wondering what it was going to be like to be coming home. And a lot of families didn't know whether their sons or brothers or husbands were even alive or not. So it was a very depressing time and the fear and anticipation. And when they filmed the movie, they had asked Judy Garland to sing a song. And when she read the words of the song, she decided that it was too depressing and that she didn't want to do a depressing song because her managers had told her that the very next song that she put out to the public to hear had to be as good or as special as Somewhere Over the Rainbow. So Judy decided she wasn't going to sing this song that you're about to hear as it was written, and she had changed some of the words. And earlier in the show, we talked about the soldiers that are leaving us every day. And back then, they weren't worried about the ones that might leave us 40 or 50 years from now or 60 years from now. They were worried about the ones that may or may not come home at all right then, and that you needed to live your life to the fullest and enjoy your Christmases as if it were your last. So she changed the words of this song, and it became a very big hit for Judy Garland. Listen up.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. Next year all our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay.
Just a note for all of us, let's try to enjoy this Christmas and all Christmases in the future as if it were our last with our loved ones and share the peace of the Christmas time. Merry Christmas, everybody. This is The Veteran Next Door. I'm your host, Randall Baxter, and we'll see you next week.
I'll be home for Christmas. You can plan on me. Please have snow and mistletoe.
I never was a soldier, but I played one as a child. History was good to me. I grew up free and wild.
You've been listening to Randall Baxter and the Veteran Next Door.
Stories told and retold from the battlefronts of America's wars by the veterans themselves. The Veteran Next Door. You love the show. Now get the book. World War II, Volume 1, 1939 to 1946. Read about how our veterans attempted to free children trapped by fascist countries. Learn about the supermen we sent to liberate the world from the crimes of World War II. Stories of Pacific land battles on the land and the sea, battles in Europe, land in the air, survival in the ocean, when a ship sinks and one breaks in half. Soldiers who deserve the Medal of Honor. And read the story of the Battle of Athens, Tennessee, when many soldiers came home and had to deal with a corrupt county government and prove the need for our Second Amendment. Stories told and retold from the battlefronts of America's wars. Be sure to get your copy at Amazon.com. The Veteran Next Door, Stories from World War II, Volume 1, 1939 through 1946. Don't miss one word of The Veteran Next Door.
You know, if you already have the book, I hope you're enjoying it. But a lot of people ask me, do they have to order through Amazon.com? Answer is no. You can get it direct from me and have it autographed. All you have to do is call 865-525-2323. Or you can go to my website at www.theveterannextdoor.com. And those are all little letters, no spaces, theveterannextdoor.com. Makes a great gift for birthdays, anniversaries. You know, I get emails from people that said they've bought and read the book and they've learned more about their parents by reading the experience of other people during World War II. I think you'd enjoy it too. So give us a call, 865-525-2323. Or order the book online at theveterannextdoor.com.
If you'd like a copy of today's show, contact Randall Baxter at randallbaxter.com or call 865-525-2323. Or you can pick them up at the Veteran Next Door store at 4812 Asheville Highway. Copies can be purchased as individual shows, multiple copies of the same show, or as a series. What better way to share time with the kids than by listening to the experiences of people who actually lived through historic events, like the Battle of the Bulge, World War I, Knoxville during the Civil War, Vietnam, as told by soldiers who were there, the Cuban Missile Crisis, Afghanistan, and Islam in the 20th century. Each show is hosted by the Veteran Next Door host, Randy Baxter, describing the history-making events and introducing you to people who experienced the event firsthand. Purchase the shows one at a time or in sets by topic or mix and match to suit your learning needs. For a list of available shows, call 865-525-2323 or contact Randall Baxter at randallbaxter.com.
Are you a licensed life insurance agent anywhere in the United States? Are you a Medicare specialist, final expense agent, captive agent, or independent broker? I have a software package that you're going to want. It's by Estate Docs Pro, and it allows you to establish a revocable living trust for your clients, and you become their go-to person for estate planning and financial planning. You can get a free 30-day trial of this software with training, and all you have to do is ask. You can call me at 865-525-2323, or you can email me at randallbaxter@randallbaxter.com or www.estatepositioningservices.com. Get your 30-day trial. Get your training on how to set this up and watch your income go up. Remember, there's absolutely no cost to you as the agent to learn this software program. No commitment, no obligation. But once you see how it works, you're going to be glad you made the call. Call 865-525-2323 or get in touch with Randall Baxter at randallbaxter.com.
Now that you're done listening to the show, go online to theveterannextdoor.com. That's theveterannextdoor.com.